AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In the 2024-2025 academic year, over 73,000 students in primary and secondary schools were exempt from learning Irish, according to the Irish Times. But are students with dyslexia being denied the right to learn Gaeilge through this exemption? Joining us is Rosie Bissett, CEO of Dyslexia Ireland. Rosie, it's an interesting way to look at this story, because I think previously when it had been covered in the media, it would have been that people are opting for exemptions maybe too easily. But you believe it's way more complex than that.
I think it is absolutely way more complex than that. I think there's a lot of factors at play here. I think at the moment, really, the exemption is almost the only, I suppose, alternative, we'll say, that there is for young people who are really struggling with the language because of their learning difficulty. And certainly one of the things we have been calling on as part of the recent consultations with the Department on the teaching of Irish is one of the things we really lack is we don't have the proper sort of resources, particularly around the teaching of phonics and the teaching of the code of Irish, available in all schools. People who have obviously children in primary school will be very familiar with things like Jolly Phonics, UFLY. These are the common programs, how we teach children to map the letters and the sounds in a language, particularly when it comes to written language, so the reading and spelling. We do that in English, but when we go into an Irish class in our schools, there suddenly is no mention of this approach. And yet we know from the science that it is a fundamental and core part of the teaching of literacy.
Okay, so is there a particular problem with Irish compared to foreign languages? Because you do often hear cases of people getting an exemption from Irish, but then sitting Spanish or French or German.
There isn't a particular problem with Irish compared to other languages. Certainly things, what's called orthographic depth, or in other words, how complex a language is a factor. And Irish would be certainly more complex than, for example, Italian or Spanish, which are more transparent. They have a simpler code, as it were. Okay, there's more consistency in the language. Irish and English, in fact, English is even more complex of a language. So that is a factor. I think the issue really is when things are introduced and what support is available, and also what level you're expected to perform at. When you're a young person with dyslexia and you are 7, 8, 9, and you are really struggling significantly with developing literacy in your first language in English, an additional language at that point can be incredibly challenging. If you have an opportunity to improve your English and your core skills and you're in your, you know, your primary language, then you move on to second level, you are in a better position to be able to take on an additional language. However, we don't have the option of starting Irish from scratch at second level. So usually it's okay. You know, your option is to try another language.
So briefly, Rosie, what would you like to see happening?
What we would like to see happening, a number of issues, but certainly number one would be a real investment in Irish language resources to mean that teachers have access to training and have access to better evidence-based programs to teaching Irish. I think there's certainly a need for teachers to access more training. We know there's an issue with even access to Irish teachers at second level, full stop. And another critical issue is there needs to be access to learning support in Irish in schools. So for students who want to continue, that they have the opportunity, rather than perhaps, you know, straight to an exemption, give them an opportunity to get some learning support in Irish to see if that helps. And if it doesn't, there will be a cohort who will absolutely need the exemption. So the exemption should be part of it, part of a suite of support, but perhaps it's not the only thing that needs to be there to support young people to engage with
okay.
Irish.
Rosie Bissett, CEO of Dyslexia Ireland, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.